T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Intruder alert, intruder alert.
The humanity.
Thanks to Dan Wiederer, Jack Sanborn, Anthony Herron, and James Fegan for joining us today. Always nice when we can hand out the Ken Mastroli Award for Bears preseason performance, and Jack Sanborn might just be the most idealized Mastroli winner that we have. Local Wisconsin white guy, box linebacker, just absolutely perfect.
But the difference is I think Jack Sanborn's going to make an NFL roster.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to cut him.
And he might make this one.
Well, if you're going to make one, this is one to
it's
make.
It's a good one to make.
Right?
There are roster spots available on this one.
Yeah, this is, might be right guy, right place, right time. Thanks to Diaz and Rankin and Fryer and O'Donnell for all of their help as well. And these are the Natalie attired Parkins and Spiegel.
Got a little breaking news here, guys. And breaking news is sponsored by the Beat the Streak podcast. Great podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. The NFL Management Council just sent a memo to teams warning them that a non-NFLPA certified agent has been contacting teams on Roquan Smith's behalf. Here's the quote.
Hi, everybody.
Dude, the NFLPA has informed us that a person by the name of Saint Omni.
Who, I stayed there.
Where are you reading this?
Who is not an NFLPA certified agent is contacting clubs.
And is he Equanimeous's brother?
Not a real person.
No. Are you being punked? Is this the Onion?
No, this is Courtney Cronin. And I just looked up Saint Omni and I have some information about him. This is Courtney Cronin who covers it for ESPN. Saint Omni, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, is contacting clubs and indicating he is representing Roquan Smith, who's under contract to the Chicago Bears. Mr. Omni is prohibited from negotiating player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player, or assisting in or advising with respect to such negotiations. That's from the NFLPA.
Saint Omni.
Saint Omni, I'm looking at his Facebook page.
And it says he's Worldwide West.
It says Saint Omni is a business consultant and manager for high-profile NFL athletes and celebrities.
Okay. Just,
it's a guy who wants to be in the game, and Roquan's letting him get in the game, but it's not legal.
Just get
there is that.
An agent.
Just hire an agent.
Like, just go get an agent.
Saint
You guys like my theory when the story broke? Bears leaked that to Florio. They had to have. It could have been he calls the Steelers, the Ravens, Falcons.
And it could have been like, who the hell is this guy? Mm. Why are you calling again? Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm Saint Omni.
I am Saint Omni. What is he the saint of? Catholics? I need some help.
Saint of
poorly negotiated contracts.
Of Atlanta Hawks basketball. He's the patron saint of Atlanta Hawks basketball.
Patron saint.
For the old cool Hawks, right?
Yes.
Athletes who have gotten themselves in over their heads.
He's right there when Dikembe walks into a bar and says, who wants the sex Mutombo?
Who was the Tommy Davidson character from In Living Color with the business cards?
Well, they were both, it was him and David Alan Grip.
Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah, that's Saint Omni.
Well,
I think I have it somewhere in here. Bam!
He kind of sounds more like Tracy Morgan's character, Hustle Man, from Martin. That's what he sounds like to me. And I appreciate him trying to get to secure the bag. But at this,
I mean,
if this
kind of
at this point, at this point,
I'm in good hands.
If you're Roquan, and again, the maximum for an NFLPA agent
is 3%.
The maximum,
I know, it's outrageous.
You Saint might Omni be able to you.
Look. We said it, 0.5%. As soon as he releases the statement. As soon as he releases the statement, you're about to need an agent more than you needed one before.
Correct.
To traffic in all of these things. Saint Omni, by the way, I just a news search. He popped up in a story about Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, no.
So Saint Omni, the director of football at Lifeline Financial Group, who helped Tunsil during his extension negotiations. So he appears to be a financial analyst who can help with contracts, which is great.
Great.
But he can't make these calls. He's not legally allowed to make these calls.
Oh, pardon me, Santos.
What were the characters on the state? It was Levon, and where they were, it said $250 worth of pudding. I think that's what St. Omni is. $250
of
pudding.
I would kill for somebody to unearth the entire oeuvre of the state.
Well,
isn't that out there?
It's not. You can't find half these videos. You can't find the Inbreed brothers. Lennon.
You can find Lenny though. Lenny one.
Tom Lennon is local. Tom Lennon's an Oak Park
he's
kid.
He's a good man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've met him a couple times.
Yeah, he's great.
And Mike Showalter. I used to wash dishes with Mike Showalter.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Everybody from that show is successful.
Pretty good. He quit before I did. He believed in his own possibilities.
A little bit more self-respect. Every single person on that show has been successful.
That's right.
Everyone.
They've all gone on and done stuff.
But like, and I also think
I want to dip my.
That's one of the best sketches of all time.
Well, you know that they eventually had to put some sort of balls in his hands.
Louis.
When they first didn't, he didn't have them. And then they were like, oh, we should just, if we do this, then we can kind of get away with it.
Who's got something for me? What's that? Baba Ganoush! Baba Ganoush!
I want to dip my...
But the best is when they're at the Last Supper.
Yes!
And it's like, and who's, Louis goes, and Jesus is like... You invited Louis?
He's always been there.
You invited Louis? And he goes, what? He's funny. Louis, the guy with the catchphrase who wants to dip his... What?
I'm a little disappointed. I was really hoping that Roquan was making these calls and just using a disguised voice. Like he was doing the Trump thing with John Barron. Remember that? Trump was his own publicist.
This is
Ronald
Dump.
Yes. This is Soquan Bliff. And I represent Roquan Smith.
But he's just like looking around his room. I'm Saint Omni.
Right. Could have been entirely possible. Oh, there's a fleur-de-lis on the wall. And I'm staying at an Omni.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
We heard someone disguise a voice today.
That was amazing.
That was so a great awesome. Hit.
I didn't want them to fix the line. I wanted Robot Brad. Would Robot Brad
Cylon.
Block us as well? Cylon Brad?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you guys earned it.
I don't even remember what
you
I did.
It. I disagree.
I remember what I did. What I think
you're associated with him.
That's it. I'm blocked by association.
That was your first mistake.
You earned it.
That's all he did to
earn
it?
To be fair, I didn't have a choice.
That's true. Me neither.
So if this guy is accredited to do business that he's worked with
Laramie Tunsil,
and I see something on Malik Willis and maybe some others, shouldn't he know that he's not allowed to do this? Well, if he's done some of the work, maybe he thinks that he is capable of doing it.
It's not about that.
I know. It's about being certified.
Yeah.
And he's not certified. But these are some of the people that you run into sometimes that they go, oh, I could, I've got a fix for this.
Yeah, and I have a way around this.
Can't he know he can't make those calls?
You if have to.
Well, right. He knows now.
But can't he, you need to tell your client, I can help you find somebody, but I'm not allowed to do this.
Well, help me here.
That's why it's a terrible look and why I feel like it makes more sense for the Bears to have put this out there, because Roquan, he played his biggest card.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, my statement calling out the McCaskies didn't get me traded immediately. Hey, St. Omni, well, start making calls. And they're like, no, that's not allowed, man.
Well, let's think about who put out this memo to the media, the memo that Courtney Cronin was saying has been sent out. It was a memo to teams, in fact. So it's a memo to teams from the National Football League Management Council, which is a nonprofit association of clubs in the National Football League that represents the teams in its negotiations over the CBA with the NFLPA. So this is from the teams to the teams.
Well, because if a team fell for it and didn't do their due diligence somehow and then was like, yeah, we'd give up 2 seconds for Roquan, and then we'd sign him to a contract, and then they called the Bears on it, and were like, yeah, we were talking to Roquan's guy, Saint, and he said that you guys were open for business with 2 seconds work. Now you're guilty of tampering. And that team would be in trouble. That's why all these teams don't want it to happen.
I need to know why Roquan doesn't want an agent. That, and I don't know if we'll ever get that answer. But
well, Florio always said it because they don't want to write that check.
No, it's not. I feel like it's
got to be more than that.
So do I, Lawrence.
But I would need for him to say it, because if we're talking, he literally, the NFLPA will find him one. And if he said, I need an agent that's only going to charge me 1% or 2%,
now,
they would find him one.
Sure.
That's, yeah, I agree. All of this perfunctory. Look, I'll just read you guys what I got from one of my people, okay? I asked about the NFLPA helping Roquan through this and how far could they go. And this person said, absolutely, they can help him. They will certainly help on the contract side and advise him. Harder for them to help facilitate a trade, but teams can do that on their own. But this is a great example of why a player needs an agent to be the intermediary and avoid hurt feelings. But yes, the PA and likely Mark Levin, who's the president, will absolutely get involved on the contract side on his behalf and help him with whatever he needs.
So if the NFLPA is connecting you with a guy like St. Omni and his Lifeline Financial Group,
they're not. I would bet you they are not doing that.
I bet you that. Well, they got to be in the know on it. If he's worked with Laremy Tunsil before, you just said he's worked with Malik Willis before. Like,
I mean,
somebody,
I just googled him and he came up in a story about Malik Willis. I don't know their relationship.
Okay, but somebody is pushing the boundary here. It's St. Omni, but is he doing it with the NFLPA knowing?
No, I can't believe that the NFLPA would be like, on a deal that might be worth over $100 million, that a guy that's not certified, that doesn't serve them. It may serve Roquan, but it doesn't serve the PA when you've got someone kind of just this feels like all of the stories that we've all covered when there's the bag man, like the guy, the shady guy that is around stuff and just kind of knows people and knows things, but doesn't have any real affiliation. That's what this strikes me as. And those people are dangerous.
The Players Association goes out of their way to keep those people out of your circle.
Yes.
They want to make sure that this is the actual list of accredited NFL agents. And
so that the deal can be right, not just for you, but for the next person who gets a deal.
Yeah, so we obviously don't know about that, you know, what level the NFLPA is in. But
you know what St. Omni reminds me of, Speaks? This sounds like the baseball equivalent of the guy that helps someone get out of Cuba.
Right. Well, right. Like that extra level. That extra level, and there's something in it for them. It's not quite as much of an agent, but why don't I just put myself in there?
Do you remember the Curtis Enos stuff with Greg Festi?
Oh, yep. I do remember that. Athletes.
CFC.
Champions for Christ? No.
Champions for Christ. Yes.
Champions for Christ.
Yes.
And Greg Festi was doing that. Yeah, you know, but Lawrence, the personal, the human question of why Roquan doesn't want an agent is fascinating to me, because some people like to be closer to it and to feel more connected to it, even though it is chaotic and not right for them. You know what I mean? Like correct. Some people gravitate to that extra
they
level.
They
want to
have their hands on it. Right. They want it to feel like they have control, even though there's a lot of stuff that is out of their control.
And it gives them something else to worry about. Because, you know, like on just on the personal level, some people gravitate to things
some
like that.
Some people are cheap. And I hope that that's not it, but maybe it is.
Now like, we're back to Bernsey waiting for half-price sushi.
Maybe he's just cheap. But I would argue, and I've been arguing, that this is definitely one of those situations where take it off your plate. There are people that can do this for you. The same thing with Lamar Jackson. You don't have to do this.
Well, that one's riskier than the Roquan one. It's more money and... You're a quarterback who mm-hmm. plays a style of play that's going to get you injured. Fewer comps for what Lamar's trying to get paid, right? At least, like, Roquan's contract should be relatively straightforward. He wants a little bit more than Shaquille Leonard. They probably want to pay him a little bit less than Shaquille Leonard. So you're going to get more than Fred Warner.
Or,
like you're falling within a few million dollar range.
You get more money. You get more NFL money than what Shaq Leonard got. But when we look at the back end of it, you're not getting it. You want a little bit more of guaranteed money than him because the market is moved. Like that's what I'm hearing.
Well, right. Exactly. But those we're talking about like $1 million or $2 or $3.
Right.
Whereas Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes signed a $500 million deal. Aaron Rodgers took $50 million plus per season.
Deshaun Watson got $230 guaranteed. Fully.
There's just a much wider range for Lamar Jackson to mess up his contract.
And it's just like, just have someone do it. That's all you got to do. Have someone
you okay, Dan?
Do it.
I just saw something in this high school basketball game, and I saw somebody do, and I said, oh my God, who was that?
Was it Bronny James?
It was number zero, and I had to find a roster, and indeed, it was Bronny James.
Oh my God! That was absolutely sick.
That's hilarious.
You will see this in your Twitter feed at some point real soon.
Oh boy! Wow! That looked like De'Aaron Fox, except stronger.
So super fast and super strong, huh?
But just
that's
like
weird.
Used, but like raw. He's only 6'3".
Yeah.
But goes up with a guy draped on him, and then using his opposite hand throws down.
Here it is.
No.
They're not gonna show it.
They'll show it. Oh, they absolutely. Oh. Ooh, my goodness.
He's been having fun because not only is it Bronny James who's on the floor, his guy. Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama. So he's in this game?
He's doing like color. Like he's just hanging out with the broadcast.
Oh, so he's too good for this game. Because that guy's apparently like the number one pick in the draft without question. Yep. 7'2".
7'3", they said.
17 years old or 18 years old. Like the number one pick for sure. Chance to be the next LeBron or Giannis or KD.
Giannis coming to Chicago.
Yeah.
Come on. He said it. He said,
well,
he might
actually,
do it.
I think per Mitch's email, it's not Yanni coming to Chicago. It's
Yanni?
It's a different guy. Yanni is coming.
Emaciated street Yanni?
No.
He passed.
Did he make it? I thought he made it. I thought people took care of him and he was okay.
I thought, okay, I don't know. Hey, by the way, Dan Wiederer was great with you guys. I love the Bears conversation is going to be at a very elevated place this year and this fall on the station. Wiederer just now tweeting this. Danny, I thought you'd like this. A small but notable Luke Getsy observation on Justin Fields. Game reps is what the kid needs. He's attacking every day the right way. Just needs to play. Who could have seen that coming?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow. Shocking.
Get him out there.
Game reps.
Wait a minute.
But in
that's
a,
it?
In a sensible system.
And then you might put together an offense where...
Well, we like Andy.
There'll be a point.
Andy,
yeah, right. There'll be a point in the year when Matt Nagy's idiocy does not lord itself over every Justin Fields observation, but we're not there yet. We're just not there yet.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR, HD Chicago, WBMX, HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
And then you put him in the game.
Yeah, right.
And then you have
him. See, wait, you let him practice and he sounds and looks more comfortable because he knows stuff.
And then you have him try it instead of running your scout team, you have him try it, and then he goes out there, and then he can kind of build off of that.
Well, we think Andy can do everything that he needs, just like Nick can do it, and we think that Nick and Andy are really the guys who can run our system.
Where did Dalton land?
Saints?
Yeah.
Great. Perfect.
Pretty sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work out well.
Although,
maybe it will.
You guys are saying that, bother anyone else? Third and six? Third possession of the game? Justin Fields, plus side of the field. You run the ball up the middle. Maybe it was and then you punt. Come on, Matt Eberflus.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You're going to be aggressive. You're the hits principal guy. You're supposed to be smart situationally. That's dumb. What are you doing?
Are you just trying this on for future Mondays?
It sounds like it. No.
It's a Bears Monday.
You're saying he just needs to play.
Yeah.
That would have seemed to me to be a pretty good situational test for Justin Fields to convert a third down or a fourth.
Or
a fourth.
Here's a real question.
Plus territory with nothing on the line.
Your third down play call makes no sense if you're not
I'm
going
with Danny.
For
can he fire Eberflus?
Well, hold on. We're just learning. Can he overrule Luke Getsy on a third down play call? We know Andrew Janoco's upstairs as the quarterback coach. We know that Getsy is down on the field calling plays. We don't know if Eberflus is will allow himself to overrule third down call.
He's got to have decision making on go for it or punt, though.
Sure, absolutely. But
that's a bad punt.
A play call on third and six? That's that sounds like Getsy material right there.
I didn't like either of them then.
All right.
What do we got?
We're watching the Bronny's
thing is on Twitter now.
All right, good. These guys are so done with radio by the time we get here. Lawrence, not you. I take that back. Burnsy is so done with radio by the time we get here.
Showing us pictures.
Done at 12:30.
He's showing me text exchanges with his son.
Great. Saw Bronny.
Okay, great. That's good. Why don't you wait till you're off the air?
Unbelievable.
Whatever.
That was sports.
Text your child off the air. Thanks for playing. Guys, this was good.
So what are you guys gonna do today?
Well, let's see here. Steve Stone at 4, Mark Grody at 5, Tanny and Shane both off today. We're gonna try to track down Saint Omni.
Hold on. What's Shane doing?
So we have 3 day games this week. So he just took vacation days Monday and Tuesday. But don't worry, he's going to be at your softball game tonight. And I'm told that
Cody Decker.
With Cody Decker.
And,
are you coming out?
Zoe's playing tonight.
Great.
My stepdaughter Zoe's playing. And
we can put into practice some of the ideas I had for her.
Is Ruben gonna be?
I don't have Ruben tonight, which is a bummer. Yeah, but split custody. You should not look into it. But Zoe's working on hitting right now. She's working on hitting right
good.
Now.
Good. So, all she has to be is like
just a little back.
Just that's it. She's got all the tools. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Let's mash tonight, boys.
I read about it.
No.
Also later on this hour.
Tanny and I have the same rule. We're
championship
game only.
All right, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. Or you can watch it from the comfort of your house.
That's right.
A good idea.
I'm going to be there in person this year I'm going to be like Steve Bartman with the earphones.
Right.
I'm going to attend in person, but I'll be watching the Facebook feed to get the broadcast.
Later this hour, Justin Fields, I think it's the best I've ever heard him. After the game, one-on-one with our Mark Grody on the flagship. And I bet a lot of people missed it. I'm lucky I did not, and we're going to play some of it for you.
Dig it. All right, boys, go do the damn thing.
We're going to try a good show today, guys. Studs is open, kicks us off. Parkers and Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.